Okay, thank you. We thank everybody for coming out, and please get some of the goodies that we have provided for you. And, you know, we have a committee, and but I always say this. This event, even though I, you know, maybe had the poetry thing in my mind and the art thing in my mind, but Creighton and Holly, if you know, things can stay in our minds. A lot of people in Apalachicola, we wanted to do something for years. I mean, we had ideas, but we were like stuck in concrete. We could not move. We were just stuck. And they came in and said, and they started doing things. So the rest of us just got on the bandwagon because we said, hey, these people are doers. I mean, it's one thing to just sit there and think about what you, you know, you could sit your whole life could go by and just sitting there thinking. But you got to get out and do, and that's what they brought to us. That doing attitude, getting something done. Not just talking about it, not just thinking about it, but actually moving. And so we owe them a great deal of gratitude for that. But the poem that I did is called Mama's House. And Mama is my grandmother, and her name was Ella Breedlove. And Mama had a fence in her backyard, and all of us kids would go out and play baseball and softball, and we named her backyard Breedlove Stadium. And all the kids from all around would come and play in Breedlove Stadium. And my grandmother and my grandfather also raised ducks. And so I can vividly remember my grandfather going out, wringing a duck's neck, and the duck running around, and my grandmother cooking the duck. And like Stephanie was saying, the black pot. I remember my grandmother washing clothes in that black pot out in the backyard, and with that stick, and just plunging those clothes in that, and just getting them, those white clothes would really come clean. I remember that so vividly. Mama's house. I remember Mama's house just like it was yesterday. Mama's house was grand. I shall never ever forget. I remember Mama sitting on the front porch having conversations with the neighbors across the street about their children and their grandchildren. Mama's house was a two-story house, a four-square with a wraparound porch partly screened in to keep the bugs away. Mama's house is not there anymore, but I remember Mama's house. She had the upstairs where we kids would often stay and play. Going to Mama's house was always a treat, for Mama's yard had all kinds of treats. Mama had pomegranate, pecan, fig, and mulberry trees, and children came from all around to eat some of Mama's sweets. Mama's house sat on the northeast corner of 12th Street at Avenue J and MLK, a big, huge wooden house with high ceilings. Mama was known as the lady who sat by the side of the road and was a friend to man. If a newcomer to town needed a place to stay, they would always come to Mama's house and find a welcoming